Hi, it's Julie.
And I'm Samantha, and this is Stick to Tape.
This is episode 49, which we don't have a good title for, so it's called Rough Riders. You know why?
Why?
Did you know there was an outdoor game last night?
I did actually, yeah.
Yeah, because like literally nobody else did. Like I've seen like 35 tweets being like, there was an outdoor game last night, there was an outdoor game today. So it's like the most poorly marketed outdoor game since I don't know when. Like, so many people were like, there was an outdoor game. So,
It was the Heritage Classic between the Jets and the Flames.
yes.
I don't know,
So,
dude.
what?
I said, I don't know, dude.
Okay, well, I'm gonna let's talk about it. I'm
Okay.
talking about it first because that was
You
the whole reason for titling the episode Rough Riders.
know.
Because the 2019 Heritage Classic was in Regina, Saskatchewan, at the CFL's home of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So, yeah, no, I know. It snowed.
I knew that.
Yeah.
It also started at 10 p.m. Eastern,
Yes.
which is another reason that I was like, "No, I'm not gonna watch that."
I actually only watched the end of the game, but I did watch
Yeah.
the end. I don't remember what I
Better.
was watching. Oh, I was watching the Penguins and the Stars.
Yeah.
So after that game was over, and after like two episodes of like behind the scenes pen stuff, I turned the TV to the Heritage Classic. And so when I turned it was a 1-0 Flames lead, and then Mark Giordano takes a penalty,
Oh.
and Josh Morrissey becomes a hero. And
Yeah.
so they tie it up. My God, my cat just ran through here like a horse. Anyways, so Josh Morrissey tied it up, and then it goes to overtime because it was like 3 minutes left in the third when Morrissey scored. And it goes to overtime, and then there's a penalty. Monahan takes a
Oh no.
penalty in overtime, so it's a 4-on-3. And as soon as Monahan gets out, Kyle Connor sets up Brian Little, and the Jets win in OT, and it sucks so
Oof.
bad. I would rather the Flames have won that game. They did a lot, and then
Yeah.
the gross. The only other thing I noticed this morning, I follow the Flames on Instagram, and it was like a celebration of the First Nations in Saskatchewan. And so there were four First Nation members there to drop the puck, and it was the first one was Fred Saskamoose, who was the first Indigenous Canadian NHLer. He played for
It's
the
an
Blackhawks.
incredible name.
It is an incredible name. And then Bridget Laquette was there, and I think she's one of the first First Nation women on the Olympic squad. And then two First Nation youth hockey players, and I'm gonna butcher this name. I think it's like Delilah Sparvier and Thomas Benjo Jr. And they dropped the puck with members of like or Flames and Jets alumni. Landon McDonald and Thomas Steen. I think it's Thomas. I didn't double check, but I think that's Alexander Steen's father. So, yeah. So there's that. But it looks really cool, and like the picture, I might like find it and see if I can retweet it, 'cause like Fred Saskamoose is wearing the most amazing like headdress. It's genuinely beautiful. So it's super cool that like they had those kids out there and they were celebrating First Nations and hockey in Saskatchewan. And I heard a stat about how many players like are in the National Hockey League that were from Saskatchewan. It's like a really big number. So, you know, there's that.
That
I
makes
think Chris
sense.
Kunitz was from Regina.
Yeah, he's from Regina.
There it is. Anyways. Anyway, so that was pretty cool, and it was cool to see on the It was cool to see on the Flames Instagram. So I wanted to give them a shout out.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the jerseys were good.
I think the Jets usually have good jerseys.
The Flames ones are so good. They're white. Yeah. And they just look so good with, like, the red and the, like, gold, gold and yellow. Oh, they're really good. I really like the Flames jerseys anyways. Like, always. Like,
I just
like the Flames.
I don't think we're going to get Winter Classic jerseys until, not next podcast, but the next podcast.
I'm so excited. You know my plans.
We'll keep them under wraps. Julie has plans to buy Roman Polak Winter Classic jersey in Dallas. I'm
totally going to buy a Roman Polak Winter Classic jersey. It's going to be the most money I've ever spent on a joke.
You almost bought an Eric Fair Leafs jersey when we went to Toronto.
I really, honestly, almost did it, but I didn't.
No, she changed it to Matthews at the last minute. But
I'm gonna do it. I'm buying a Roman Polak Winter Classic jersey.
I know you are. I believe you.
Mark my words. Okay, did I tell you I'm going to see the Flames though?
Yes.
November 2nd, I'm going to go see the Flames in Columbus.
Nice.
If only I had time to buy a Flames shirt before I went, but I don't. So I'll just wear my Let's Do That Hockey sweatshirt.
Let's Do That Hockey. Yeah, I'm going to a Bruins Red Wings game in 2 weeks. And I'm just like, I'm going to wear Let's Do That Hockey. Also, I went to a Sabres Red Wings game on Friday. Mm-hmm. And I wore my Team North America jersey.
Yeah, dude.
I have two Team North America jerseys, by the way. That's who I am as a person.
I understand. No one can blame you.
One is Connor McDavid. Because am I going to buy a fucking orange Connor McDavid jersey? No, I'm going to buy the black and orange Team North America Connor McDavid jersey.
Absolutely.
And then the other one is blank.
I really want a better gritty hoodie because I'm wearing my gritty hoodie now, but it's that weird drawing. And I wish it was actual gritty.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
Life you lead. Okay.
Anyways, that's all I have to say about the Heritage Classic. The end was a bummer because I 100% didn't want the Jets to win.
Yeah.
It happens. Anyways.
All right. Okay. So other stuff that happened. Let's see. There was in the Leafs Jackets game this week, there was a penalty shot goal in OT.
Oh God, that sucked.
It sucked real bad. That is only the 16th time in league history that has happened, but it's the 7th time in the last 4 seasons. The last time that happened was last October. Jonathan Marchessault scored for the Knights. And then it's happened fucking 5 other times in the past 4 years, which is a ridiculous amount. And then on Friday, Nick Leddy had a regulation penalty shot goal for the Islanders. He's the first defenseman in Isles history to get a penalty shot goal. And I was like, I wonder how many penalty shot goals there have been this year, because that's 2. And I asked the NHL PR Twitter account and they were like, there have been 4. So that's pretty neat. Montreal's Jeff Petrie and Calgary's Michael Backlund have also scored penalty shot goals this season, in this short season that we have so far.
I hate it. Thanks.
Also, those Gus Nyquist of the Blue Jackets, which is weird to me because I keep forgetting that he's a Blue Jacket now.
He was their big splash.
Okay.
I'm just saying. They didn't do anything else. They lost everybody. And they were like,
lost everybody.
Gus Nyquist. I'm just saying.
Let's see. The NHL launched a Spanish website, which is the 9th native language NHL website. They have Czech, English, Finnish, French, German, Russian, Slovakian, Swedish, and now Spanish, which is honestly super cool because it's not like there are any, like the rest of these are languages that players in the league, like that's like their first language, and there's no one in the league whose first language is Spanish, so that's pretty neat.
Yeah, that is pretty dope.
Yeah. We could probably save this for Penguins Corner, but also the most exciting thing that happened this week.
Just start Penguins Corner with this.
Okay, it's Tim Hortons commercial time.
It's Tim Hortons commercial time.
And this time they did it. This time, Sidney Crosby and Nathan MacKinnon did a Tim Hortons commercial with children and puppies.
And farting goalie pads. So, here's the thing. So, apparently, Sid and Nate, like, text each other about this all year long. And, like, bounce ideas off each other. So, you know those were their ideas. They just fed them to these children to make them real, because it would have taken time to set up a giant donut pinata, puppies, and goalie pads fashioned with whoopee cushions.
So that when you hit the goalie pad, it farts.
It is. Oh my god. So the whole video. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
The video is so cute. Yeah, the premise is that,
well, that like, is, like, 67% of parents think that, like,
you kids hockey is too serious. Yeah.
So, they want to make it fun.
They went to the experts, and so it's Sidney Crosby and Nate MacKinnon, and then, like, 10 little kids, and, like, okay. The thing that gets me the most is, like, so Sid asks the question, and all of the kids start yelling, and then Nate MacKinnon looks entirely, like, he's like, I think we're supposed to talk one at a time, and Sid is just, like, in his element, hanging out with these kids, and Nate looks, like, overwhelmed, and it is adorable. They're both so cute. Also, there's a little kid who literally says Sidney Crosby, which just murders me every time. And they get a bunch of puppies, and the puppies come out on the ice, and Sid and Nate hold the puppies, and Sid makes kissy faces, and Nate goes, just a couple of good boys. Oh my god.
It's perfect. And then the giant donut pinata is filled with bouncy balls.
Yeah, it's those perfect. Kids are having a ball. It's and incredible.
There are so many puppies, and it's so cute. So cute.
So cute.
Oh my god. And like, when the kid says farting goalie pads, like, another kid is like, ew!
Ew!
But when they make it happen, like, the kids can't elevate the puck to make it happen. So Sid's like, here comes a ripper. Sidney fart jokes Crosby. Whose idea was that? Whose? Like, oh my god. Anyways, I've watched it 10,000 times.
A billion, yeah.
I hope that there are bloopers. I can't wait for bloopers.
Tim Hortons commercial bloopers time is my favorite time of year. Tim Hortons commercial time is my favorite time of year, but the bloopers is my first favorite.
It's so good. So I'm super ready for that. It's so cute. I'm just like reliving it in my head.
It's my favorite tradition for sure. And adding children and puppies just really makes it so good. Sid is having a ball. It's incredible.
Do you remember the one when they're in the drive thru and some old lady pulls up and just goes, "Holy shit!"
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's a mood.
some guy says jalapeno in the drive-thru, and then Sydney fucking loses it.
I'm gonna Sydney cry. Rousey. Like, I'm just, like, I'm super emotional about it, I guess.
Give him an Oscar.
Truly.
He already has an Emmy for talent. Just give him an Oscar.
I watched the end of that the other day, the At Home with Sidney Crosby. Yeah, because I wanted to see the part where his mom was on the boat, like, screaming about wearing a life jacket.
Of course.
She's so funny. She's like, who's going to be laughing when this thing goes down? She's, like, sitting there with her arms crossed with a giant life jacket on.
Yeah.
I love my mom.
I know.
I love her. Oh my god. And then last night after the game, I watched they did an Inside Penguins hockey, and they did the In the Room back to back. So, like, they were coming for me last night. And the In the Room had the whole segment from the jersey retirement.
No.
Buddy, I'm gonna ball my eyes out. It's my favorite thing he's ever said.
Oh my god, I have to watch it immediately.
It was...
We have to pause. I have to watch this.
Okay. Alright, are we back? Anyway, so last week, right after we recorded, Sam Poulin, who was, what, is he this year's Penguins first round pick?
Yep.
He recorded 8 points in a game. He had 2 goals and 6 assists. For a 9-4 win for his team.
Wow.
So, Sam Poulin is getting it done.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's in, he's in the queue, right?
Yeah, I think. Oh, look at this. Yeah, so pretty excited about that. Nice. Especially because I just watched, like, him being drafted and his friend Nathan Legare. They were both, like, drafted this year, I think. Yeah.
They were both drafted this year. They're best friends.
I love it. Anyways, so that was fun. And they were in that episode of In the Room. Oh, Nathan Legare, remember he scored like 2 goals in the preseason, and then they signed him to his entry level like the next day. And like, it was so cute. Jim Rutherford's like, do you want the pen? Like, I don't know, maybe keeping the pen from signing your first contract is like sentimental. And he's like, no, it's okay. You can keep it. And then he, like, thought twice about it. And he's like, well, actually, yeah. And it was so cute.
Aww.
I know. I love him. He's like, we're just going to work hard. Like,
in his little cute French accent. I'm going to have to watch that later.
You're going to have to watch it. So it's super cute.
Yeah.
But the thing you can't watch is the Inside Penguins hockey thing. Because it's, like, only on AT&T Sportsnet.
I know, I hate it.
And they do it, like, once a month. And so this one, they did this whole segment. I know you know this, but I'm going to say it to our listeners who either don't follow me specifically on Twitter or didn't pay attention. But, like, they did this whole segment about, like, how we know players are, like, close to the chest about injuries they suffer on the ice. But what's, like, their goofiest injury off of the ice? And so, like... Oh, they were all goofy. Like, Dom Cahoon said what he, like, hurt himself running playing soccer, which is not good. But, like, some of them are, like, ridiculous. Like, Sid was like, oh, when I was a kid, I was running around in the changing room at a pool playing tag. And I fell back and, like, hit my head on a bench and had to get a bunch of stitches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Sydney. I know. And then Chris Letang was like, I was playing a prank on my neighbor. And I had firecrackers, and I was going to set them up under the porch. And so after I lit it, I had to get out right away, and I hit my face on a metal lamp and had to get 20 stitches down his face.
Christopher!
And then, like, the pièce de résistance is Gino. He's such a goof. He's like, I had leg hair that was too long, so... I took scissors and I tried to cut my leg hair and I just cut myself. He's like, there's so much blood. There was so much bleeding. I'm like, why I did that.
God.
I don't know how he cut himself like that with scissors. I don't know. but he did. I don't. Anyways, Gene, it was very fun. Please. I know. He's like, Wyom did that. But the thing about it, well, and like, Potash was interviewing, and he's like, why didn't you just shave it? And he's like, oh, no. I just wanted it to be a little shorter. What?
God.
Like, it was amazing. And it was, the best part about it was, is you can tell he's comfortable with Potash because of how animated he was when he told the story. Does that make sense?
I love Gino Potash interviews. There's one in my time hop from, I think, last year. And Gino is so, oh my God, I love Potash interviews. I think Potash is great.
Mm.
And
remember the time I walked by Dan Potash?
Yes, oh my God. And he gets really good stuff out of all of the,
I think so too,
players, and they really like him, obviously. And even former players come back and prank him. That's right. I'm talking about last week again when Marc-Andre Fleury pranked Dan Potash. Oh
my God, that was the beginning of like the Pens 3-game skid.
No. But it's not like they were playing badly.
No. It just,
they just didn't get any points.
Makes my blood boil.
Yeah.
Do you know this?
I do know this.
Anyway. Well, since we're in Penguins Corner.
The Penguins.
Jim Rutherford strikes again.
Jim Rutherford, meet me outside.
I know. Retire, bitch.
Retire, bitch.
He cap dumped Eric Goodbranson, which is fine. He had a $4 million cap hit.
Yeah.
They cap dumped him to Anaheim for Andreas Martensson, who reported to Wilkes, so that's good.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's a cap dump. You don't want to put him in the...
Yeah, no joke. Well, it's because we got two guys back. Because yeah, Brian we Rust did! And Nick Bjugstad are back,
came
baby.
Off IR.
They came off IR. They traveled. They went on the trip, and they're like, hopefully they'll play Saturday. They did. They both played in Dallas.
Rusty couldn't play before Saturday because he was on LTIR, which is 10 games or 24 days.
Okay. Which means whenever Gino's ready, he's ready. He can come back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's yet. He's not even skating with the team. He didn't travel. But you know who did travel with them?
Galchenyuk.
Alex Galchenyuk traveled with the team. He is practicing. So that's great.
To see him on the team.
I love Brian Rust. So he played last night. We got to say our favorite phrase ever, who the fuck is Brian Rust? Because he scored last night. Who the fuck is
Brian Rust?
Oh yeah. He scored last night in his season debut. And that goal specifically got John Marino his first NHL point.
That was also, Brian Rust had not scored against 3 NHL teams in his career, and one of them was the Dallas Stars. And so now he has only been held pointless against 2 teams, and they are the Avalanche and the Jets.
All right, let's do it this year, baby. what was the other thing? Oh, Dom Cahoon scored his first as a Penguin.
It was great. It was a pretty good goal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the game was like, I didn't get to see like the first 2 periods.
Yeah, I didn't see the first 2 periods.
I had to work. So I came home and then turned it on. And,
the third period was all Penguins. Yeah, I was out at a movie, and then I came home and saw the third, and it was all Penguins.
I saw the end of the second, I think. Yeah, like, so watching along via Twitter and, like, watching on TV, like, yeah. So this game was, like, wild. Like, coming into this game, the Stars were on a 3-game win streak. The Pens were on a 3-game loss streak. And apparently the ice was really bad. So I had a bunch of friends at the game last night, and they said that ice was really bouncy. It was like 70 degrees outside, and it was, I don't know. They said that the ice was really bouncy. It had a bunch of, we had three people get hit in the face with a puck.
Yeah.
Essa Lindell took a Crosby shot to the face. He most likely, ow, his nose is broken.
Yeah.
Someone's puck went up Taylor Fadoon's stick, and he got hit in the face. Jesus. And Sidney Crosby got hit in the face by a Chris Letang shot.
Friendly fire.
Friendly fire. And it was bad enough that he didn't talk to the media afterwards. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a time that Sid wasn't available for media. And then
he probably looks like that mom's picture.
Yeah. And what happened to Andre? Andre Sekera, like, him and Bjorkstad went into the boards together, and Sekera, like, crushed his shoulder. And it looked bad, yeah, I guess, but Monty well, he said was, it didn't seem serious. So I don't know if that's true or not.
I think at least it may have shocked him a little bit. He was on the ice for a while. Not a while, but, like, for long enough that it felt concerning.
Yeah.
And then he had to be helped slowly down the tunnel. Also, after Sid took that shot to the face, he wasn't on the bench to start the third. And I think that they just did the quiet room protocol, because I know that the Penguins in particular are very good about concussion protocol because, you know, of fucking history they have with concussions in Sydney and all of that. But he came back out, and I trust that he was fine.
Yeah.
And just, I think he probably looks like that picture from when he did the media when he had the mumps. And he was like, I don't have the mumps. And he's got that giant thing on his cheek.
Yeah. Well, I think he also, like, Sidney Crosby getting hurt activates, like, I don't know, something in the Pittsburgh Penguins, because they, if you look at Micah McCurdy's, like, game chart, you can see it was all stars in the first two, and then, like, the switch flipped, and they were just like, well, guess we're gonna do this, and, that's like, they hurt. Completely turned it around, and then scored, what, three times? Once an empty net?
Yeah, twice in an empty netter. Once was a deflection.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, one went off of Klingberg's gate, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunate for him.
It was brain rascal. And then Cahoon's was definitely on this handle by Bishop.
Yeah.
And then Brandon Tanev's empty netter was so fun because he shot it and then he was just like, he didn't really care about it. And he was like skating back to the bench as it was going into the net. Oh, it was really good.
I love Brandon Tanev.
I do too. Yeah, so that was a ridiculous game. The Penguins are only going to play once before we record again, I think. Maybe twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they are barely playing. The schedule this year is so weird. Yeah, they play Tuesday and then they play Saturday. And that's it. So it's a weird schedule.
Oh, they play the Flyers next.
Yeah. It's the first Flyers game. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Oh, was that Matt Murray's first shutout this season?
That was Matt Murray's first shutout this season. It is his 11th career shutout, and he is tied for third in the franchise. There were three shutouts last night.
Wow.
If you were wondering. Tuukka Rask also shut out the Blues.
Thank God.
Which is, and
it feels icky rooting for the Bruins at any time, but if it's against the Blues, yeah, whatever. Needs must.
Yeah, that's, you know, that was me in the, that was the seventh instance since 1927-28 of a runner-up blanking the defending Stanley Cup champion in their first meeting of the following regular season. So that's a pretty good. And then the Peter Mrazek of the Hurricanes shut out the Blackhawks, who are spiraling, and they just scratched Brent Seabrook for the second time in his career.
Oof.
Yeah.
I saw somebody talking about that. Oops.
Yep.
Would they like Jack Johnson?
No. They have too many defensemen as well, I think. They don't need another bad defenseman, really long contract. They have Brent Seabrook.
Maybe they Although need I another think corpse Brent, to drag around the ice.
I think Brent Seabrook is better than Jack Johnson.
Probably. Who isn't?
Oh, hey, the Oilers scored. Sorry, I have the Oilers Florida game on. And it was really funny because I turned it on at the beginning of the second, and the Panthers scored 3 times in 2.5 minutes and chased the goalie. I know, it's really funny.
You're right.
But they just ruined Bobrovsky's shutout because they had a power play.
Oh, no.
Bobrovsky, he doesn't have a shutout yet this season. He's not doing great. I'm going to keep talking about shutouts because I have it up. So, let's see. I went to the Sabres Red Wings game. Linus Ullmark shut out the Red Wings. Surprise. Pekka Rinne on Thursday shut out the Wild 4-0. On Tuesday, Devin Dubnyk officially got the win against the Oilers, but it was technically, it was like a tandem shutout because Dubnyk got injured in the second and Staluk came in and he saved 16 shots and I think Dubnyk only saved 9. And then last Sunday, the Oilers were shut out again by the Jets in a 1-0 shootout win. How fucking boring was that game? Is a question that I have. I don't know. I didn't watch it, so I don't know if it was actually like a good game, because sometimes 1-0 games can be incredible, but like a 1-0 shootout win, technically there were no goals scored at all, because shootout goals don't count. So there were just no goals scored the entire game. In the entire 65 minutes. Anyway, that's all I got about that. those are all the shootouts or shutouts this season. This week. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
No, it's fine. You're fine. Hey, I think the Kings have only won like 2 games since their whole Taylor Swift banner thing.
Because I know how they many got, have been at home.
They got destroyed by the Wild the other day. Which, the Wild. The Minnesota Wild. I love it.
I know.
I just wanted to keep up with King's Curse. Maybe I'll have to pay more attention to it. What's next?
Yeah, what else do we get to talk about? We can talk about Patty Marleau real quick.
Let's do it.
Okay. Patty Marleau played his 1,500th game as a San Jose Shark. That's not his 1,500th game, period. That's just his 1,500th game as a San Jose Shark. And it was against the Leafs, who's the only team that is the only other team he's ever played for. He is the 7th player in league history to appear in at least 1,500 with one franchise. And he is still the league leader for most games played in a single franchise. And I just, oh my God, but that's a lot of games. Anyway, so the Sharks visited the Leafs and Austin and Mitch and Patty all took a picture on the ice. And weirdly, Austin and Mitch both have A's, and Patty does not have a letter. But it was very cute. And they did a tribute, and Patty tweeted about it. I love Patrick Marleau.
I do too.
He also did an interview with Joe Thornton, and I don't remember who it was with. Was it Bob? It might have been Bob McKenzie.
Was it Pierre? I think it was Pierre LeBron.
Oh, maybe been Pierre.
Yeah.
But he and Joe Thornton did an interview where they were pretty much just like, yeah, no, we're totally married. It's really exciting to be back together. They after the lockout, when they changed the rules, and if you're not on an ELC, you don't have to have a road roommate anymore, they continued being road roommates for like 2 more years because they're fucking best friends.
I love that.
Like, what the hell? They're the dads of the they're the dads of the league. Let's all be honest. Like,
they really are.
Like, oh, that's incredible.
Now that Yager's gone, even though he's not a father at all. Yeah, you're right. So, he's more like of a cool uncle. Like, Matt Cullen is gone.
Matt Cullen isn't playing anymore. Like, it's those two, and then Zdeno Chara are the oldest in the league.
Honestly, I wish I didn't love Zdeno Chara as much as I do.
I follow him on Instagram. He's an incredible person.
He posted a picture today of, like, him jumping on top of a blue and, like, he's got air. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, it's good. It's good. And then Brad Marchand commented something about his glutes, I think. And I'm just like, Brad.
Bradley.
Oh, my God. Relax, Brad.
Oh, Brad Marchand. Oh, Brad Marchand. Oh, he's so weird.
All right. What else do we have to talk about? Anything else?
I can do stats, or we can do a little bit of Halloween. Halloween!
Let's do Halloween into best name. So go ahead with your stats.
Okay, I got a lot of stats.
Okay. I'm listening.
Okay. All right. As of Wednesday, and I did not check for Thursday and the weekend games and Friday, because I don't care that much. 16 times teams have combined for at least 5 goals in one period, which is really fucking fun. Also, as of Wednesday, there were 3 last-minute game-winning goals of our young season, and I think that's still true, which is ridiculous and incredible. On Saturday, the Flyers recorded the 10th multi-goal third-period comeback, and they won 7-4, I think. Against the Blue Jackets, and that is the most through 169 games in league history. As of last Sunday, so this is a full week behind, real sorry guys, 68 of 124 games were decided by one goal or 2 goal with empty netter margin, which is a little over half, including all 5 last Sunday. John Carlson is leading the league in points as a defenseman. He is the 3rd defenseman in history to get at least 18 points through his team's first 10 games. He has 21 points in 13 games. He did not get a point in his 13th game. 5 of Kasperi Kapanen's first 30 goals were shorthanded, which is pretty high. It is 4 less than the record set by Mike Richards. Kasperi Kapanen is an incredible shorthand. He's incredible at scoring shorties, because he is very, very fast. Nathan McKenzie is the 5th player in history to start consecutive seasons with 9-plus game point streaks. Gretzky did it 4 years in a row, by the way, because Wayne Gretzky is ridiculous. But also Charlie Simmer, Guy Lafleur, and Rod Gilbert also started 2 seasons with at least 9-plus game point streaks. David Pastrnak scored his 300th point in his 329th game, which is the fourth fastest Bruin to do that. Marc-Andre Fleury made his 446th win to take sole place of seventh place all time. He could easily take sole place of fifth by the end of the year. Right now, Cujo has that with 454, Curtis Johnson. Hank is sixth right now with 450. So Marc-Andre Fleury, especially considering that Flower is on the Knights and Hank is on the Rangers, could easily pass Hank this year. And also there was a very cute picture. Vero posted a really cute picture. They got Flower a cake and it's his gold pads in front of a brick wall, and it's in celebration of 800 games and 446 wins. And it's a picture of Vero and Flower and Estelle and Scarlett and James, and they're so cute. And then there was a video the other day of, I think it was the end of a Knights practice, and Vero and Estelle and Scarlett were all on the ice, and Scarlett, Flower let Scarlett score on him. She's 4 years old and Estelle is six. Oh
God, and she's four.
She's four.
Remember when they had the McGee commercial?
Yes.
It's so cute. It was so cute. Oh,
that was
every feeling I have is hurt.
That was before the first of the back-to-back cups. That's how long ago that was. She's 4 years old. That was 4 years ago.
What if I watch that commercial and cry?
Okay, if you watch that commercial and didn't cry, I would be like, you're a robot, because it's so cute.
She's, oh my God, she is so cute, and he is so cute,
and Vero is so cute in it.
I know. Ugh. All of my feelings are hurt.
I love the Flowers so much. Oh my God. Anyway. Tuukka Rask is tied with Ryan Miller for 269 wins through his first 500 games. He is the fifth best in history, and he's the seventh goalie to do that, to win at least 269.
Nice.
I know. let's see. There was only one hat trick this week.
Yeah.
It was Bo Horvat of the Vancouver Canucks. It was a 5-2 come from behind win over the Detroit Red Wings. It was his first career hat trick, and he had family in town. And so there was, a video of him. There were like 70 Horvats there, and they were like, he's going to be hugging for a long time. There's a video of him hugging all these people, which is so cute. And then there was almost a second one on Friday. Nick Leddy of the Islanders, including his penalty shot goal, but they took away his third goal and gave it to Matt Martin. So he only had two goals.
Honestly, Matt Martin probably needed it.
Honestly. There were three first goals this week. Kirby Dach in a 2-1. Kirby Dach of the Chicago Blackhawks, so all three of the first three draft picks of this year have scored their first goals.
Sorry.
It was a 2-1 shootout win, or shootout loss against the Vegas Golden Knights. So he scored the only goal for the Blackhawks that game. Dylan Gambrell of the San Jose Sharks in a 4-3 OT loss against the Buffalo Sabres. And then Barrett Hayton of the Arizona Coyotes in a 5-3 Coyotes win against the Devils. Those are our three first goals of the week. And then I already did all the shutouts. I still can't get over that 1-0 Judge shootout win. And then there were 3 high scoring games this week, so we've started to hop back up a little bit. Last night was the Flyers' comeback win against the Blue Jackets 7-4, and then the Capitals came back against the Canucks 6-5 in a shootout, and then the Flames came back against the Panthers 6-5 in a shootout. And that game, that was on Thursday, there were 64 goals scored in 10 games that night, and in the Flames-Panthers game, there were 6 goals in the third, and there were 4 tying goals in the third.
Wow.
That's a nuts game. I wish I'd watched that one.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think that's all I got for you with Stats with Sam.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Are we doing Standings Watch?
I mean, we can do Standings Watch. My favorite part of Standings Watch. Here's what I... No, this is the best part of Standings Watch. The Buffalo Sabres have played less games and won more games than the Washington Capitals. All right, that's all I care about.
Okay. They do have the same number of points, though.
Yeah, they have the same number of points, but Buffalo is winning in goal differentials, and also the Buffalo Sabres have played less games and won more games.
So they are the top of the league.
They're the top of the league. Buffalo Sabres are top of the league, bitch. The team that has lost the most games, 9 of 13, is the Dallas Stars. Still.
Jesus. And yet, they have 9 points, which is 4 more points than the bottom of the league, Ottawa Senators.
Also,
8 total games.
Also, I went to the Leafs at Detroit, right? Mm-hmm. And the Detroit Red Wings were doing pretty well at that point. And then they lost 5-2. And then they lost like 5-2, 5-3, 5-2. They are on a 7-game losing streak. They have let their opponents score 5 goals multiple times. And they have
17 goal differential.
They have not won. Yeah, they have the worst goal differential in the league. They have not won a game since the one right before I saw them. They've lost every game since then. Am I no longer the Detroit Red Wings' lucky charm?
I think perhaps you might not be their lucky charm.
That was good when I went and saw the Sabres, because I really wanted the Sabres to win. I discovered during warm-ups when I was like, I love all of these losers so much. Also, Connor Sherry was there. And you know that feeling you get when, like, your heart is too full of love for somebody that you don't know, like, when you see them? Yeah. That's how I feel about Connor Sherry. And it was just, oh my God, it was ridiculous. I was like, every time he was on the ice, I was just like, wow, can't believe that I love him. But I am going back to the Bruins game a week from Friday, and I don't want to see the Bruins beat the shit out of the Red Wings, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll kick back in my lucky charmness. We'll see.
I mean, you can try.
Yeah, I'm going to a bunch of games this year. Let's see. We'll see. I hope so. They're not doing good.
The Red Wings?
Your favorite team? 52515121525220. That's how many they put on. Jesus. Right now they're playing St. Louis. They're losing 3-1. Jonathan Bernier's save percentage right now is 750. Jesus Christ almighty.
My God, what a costume. Sorry. What? I'm definitely looking at Instagram while we're recording, and this woman is dressed up like the Kool-Aid Man. And what a segue into Hockey Halloween. Great job, Emmy. Hockey Halloween is happening, so teams are having their Halloween parties. And these are just the ones that I saw. Connor and Lexi Carrick were Freddie Mercury and Brian May from Queen.
Of course they were, yeah.
And from Live Aid Queen. Anyways, it was perfect.
Yeah.
And then the Gardeners were Cosmo and Wanda from the Fairly Odd Parents. I saw those. And then the Vancouver Canucks said Shrek is love, Shrek is life. Because, like, some were dressed up like the Three Little Pigs, and then Elias Pettersson was Donkey. And
oh, God, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, Pettersson was Donkey, and then I don't remember which one was Shrek. But the important part thing here to note is this entire costume hinges around the fact that Brock Besser looks like Prince Charming.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
And that's incredible. Brock Besser's costume. And like genuinely.
Oh my God, that's incredible. Oh no, amazing. I saw Connor McDavid's costume.
Oh yeah, Connor McDavid and his girlfriend were the Grinch and Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah.
Which was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for others to roll through. The Bernays were Danny and Sandy.
Yeah.
From Greece, which were, yeah, they were good too.
I think the Blackhawks had their party last night.
Good.
Because I saw a couple of the Wags had a I didn't see, like, I couldn't tell what their costumes were, but they were at a, they were like karaoke, and I think it was a party.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, we'll hopefully have more next week.
Yeah. They're my favorite. So, now I can use that to segue into this week's best name in hockey. Because not only is it the best name in hockey, it's the spookiest name in hockey.
Oh my God.
I know, right? It's so great. It's Anaheim Ducks defenseman, Brendan Gooley. Is it not perfect?
It's perfect. That's a perfect Halloween name.
I know. So, Brendan Cooley is a 1997 baby. He was born in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Dad is a doctor.
Dr. Gooley.
I know, right? Dr. Gooley. He was a 2015 round two pick by the Buffalo Sabres. He was 51 overall. And he went over to the Ducks in the Brandon Montour trade.
Yeah.
So he played a couple of times with the Sabres in 16-17 and 17-18. And then he went, oh, and 18-19. And then he went to the Ducks in,
yeah, it was last year.
18-19. So he played a good bit with the Rochester Americans, about 100 games or more. He's a defenseman, so 27 points in 50 games. That's not bad.
Yeah,
for not for a defenseman. So he played, what else did he do? I don't know. Who knows? But Brendan Gooley. He's also very cute.
So, good to know.
Yeah. Anyway, I heard his name the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, that's a perfect name, especially for Halloween.
So, I thought of a name for next week, but I have to double check that I haven't done it yet.
I know. We need to, I need to make a spreadsheet of all of our, like, past best names.
I'm gonna get that to you. We'll do it. I'll get it. I got gotcha.
I have some of it, but I don't have all of it.
All right.
Like, it needs updated. Like, yeah. I think a spreadsheet would be best. But yeah, so Brendan Gooley is here for you for Halloween.
Excellent. Excellent. Yes. Excellent name.
Yeah.
So. All right.
I don't have anything else. That's all I've got.
I don't have anything else either. Excellent. I think that's it for today.
Cool. Perfect. If you would like to find us on Twitter, we're at Stick to Tape.
We're also on Instagram at Stick to Tape.
Yeah, but I haven't done anything with it yet, so I said that for like a month.
I know. If you have any longer questions, comments, or concerns, best name and hockey suggestions, you can email us at sticktotapepod@gmail.com. Definitely make sure to subscribe and rate and review and tell all your friends. And have them tell all their friends.
I'm going to take a picture of this right now to put on our
okay.
page. Excellent.
All right. And go check us out on Instagram to see the picture that Julie just took. And
it's so dark.
And other than that, I think you should just stick to tape.